George Maharis, and this is the Satan bug. It's kept him there, beyond those doors. But you can't get in. It's top secret. The Satan bug is kept under the tightest security system ever devised. That door operates on a time lock. Open it 1 second before you should, and 1,000 volts of electricity will greet you. Try to get over these electrified fences, and trained killer dogs will go after you. Try to get through that front gate. You can't, unless your life's history is on file in that guardhouse. Yes, the Satan bug is top secret. It's no secret, however, that I think the Satan bug is one of the most suspenseful and exciting pictures I've ever seen. But don't take my word for it. You see it.
Good morning, Little Saigon, Seattle. Good morning. Good morning, America, right? Good morning, America. Good morning to all those folks traveling in orbit around the Earth, in spaceships and orbital space platforms. It is February the 3rd, 2020. It's Monday. Yes, it's around 7:30 a.m. here in Seattle. That little sample of audio comes from a trailer to the film The Satan Bug. It came out in 1965. Arguably, a shitty version of the storyline that Michael Crichton would properly define in The Andromeda Strain. In fact, before this plague is over, we'll probably include that trailer as well. These trailers from the olden days, they were so shocking. Yeah, so anywho, I'm going to give you a plague update on the plague. Not much has changed since last night. Chinese markets kind of crashed. Everybody expected this. They did their whole liquidity injection. Everyone expected this, and they did not expect it to work, which it basically did not. Interestingly enough, though, Western markets, like, you know, United States markets, fuck, S&P Dow, I think they're in the green right now, which tells you so much you need to know. Zero Hedge had an article about a poignant story involving a young man who didn't want his mother to die, and continued stories about the chaos in Wuhan. So as stated in previous, you know, fucking podcasts, if this whole thing is real, if this is real, I kind of expect it to be obvious here pretty soon in Little Saigon. I kind of expect, you know, a little bit of poignant bullshit here. Yes, soon Little Saigon will be host to the Great Plague. What will we do? What will we do? How will we survive? How will we stay alive? Yeah, I don't know, folks. I don't know. This is... I don't know. It's only been about a couple weeks, and I'm already burnt out on this fucking virus. Now, when I'm really sick next week and I'm hurling up my own lung, when I'm barfing up yellow phlegm, and my diarrhea is more tissue and blood than poop. Yes, next week when my body rapidly falls apart, I'll get what I deserve. I'm going to read an article that appeared that was kind of, well, how can I put this, controversial, because I don't know, people think stuff like this is racist. But this comes from a website, greatgameindia.com. I've never really known much about this website. Could be good, could be bad, don't know. And it's authored by Great Game India, probably obviously a pseudonym, don't know who this person is. Not relevant. At least not from my perspective. And it was published on February the 1st, which means a couple days ago. Headline, Indian scientists discover coronavirus engineered with HIV-like insertions, AIDS-like insertions. A group of Indian scientists have discovered that Wuhan coronavirus has been engineered with AIDS-like insertions. The study concludes that it is unlikely for a virus had to take a break there because I was drinking, I need to drink a little fucking cocoa. A group of Indian scientists have discovered that Wuhan coronavirus has been engineered with AIDS-like insertions. The study concludes that it is unlikely for a virus to have acquired such unique insertions naturally in a short duration of time. Meanwhile, China has started using AIDS drug for coronavirus treatment. The study was undertaken by scientists from Indian Institute of Technology, Acharya Narendra Dev College, and University of Delhi, and has been published under the title Uncanny Similarity of Novel Inserts in the 2019 Novel Coronavirus Spike Protein to HIV-1, GP120, and GAG. The study found four new AIDS-like insertions in the coronavirus, which were absent from other coronaviruses. This finding, the study states, is unlikely to be fortuitous in nature, meaning that it is not natural, is not a naturally occurring phenomenon. The scientists were surprised to observe that such insertions were startled as it is quite unlikely for a virus to have acquired such unique insertions naturally in a short duration of time. Since the S-protein of 2019 coronavirus novel shares closest ancestry with SARS-CoV-2, the sequence coding for spike proteins of these two viruses were compared using multi-allele software. We found four new insertions in the protein. 2019 NCOV, GTNG, TKR, blah, blah, blah. You guys can look at this yourself. The study concludes that it is because of these four new AIDS-like insertions that Wuhan coronavirus has jumped to humans, originally known only to infect animals. This is the critical part. These proteins are critical for the viruses to identify and latch on to their host cells and for viral assembly. Since surface proteins are responsible for host tropism, and all that host tropism means, just as a side note, is tropism is a biological behavior whereby a living thing seeks something, like the way that plants will seek light or nutrients. In this case, tropism is used to describe the fact that viruses will take advantage of a cell's desire to pull certain things in. So anyways, since surface proteins are responsible for host tropism, changes in these proteins imply a change in host specificity of the virus. According to reports from China, there has been a gain of host specificity in case 2019 nCoV, that's the novel coronavirus, as the virus was originally known to infect animals and not humans, but after the mutations, it has gained tropism to humans as well. I will let you guys read the rest of this on your own. If you want to, the leak will be the leak. God, what a day. If you want to, the link, excuse me, L-I-N-K, not L-E-A-K, although my brain's in weird places today. The link to this article will be in my fucking podcast description. Fuck. And you can read it there. Fuck. Happy Monday. So, I'm sort of feeling like this is the calm before the storm. And again, I don't know what the storm looks like. If I did, I'm not sure it would matter. I mean, I live in Seattle. I'm a few months paid ahead on rent. I got a few months worth of food. I don't expect to thrive whether things stay like this or whether a tidal wave hits Seattle. So for me personally, I just don't give a shit. I don't. If you were to come back to me and say, well, what about the children? I'd say, listen, my friend, I care about the children. I care about the Iraqi children that we bomb and mutilate with our weapons. I care about the Libyan children that have been enslaved and raped because Obama thought it was a good idea to topple the Libyan government. I feel for the Syrian people that have had to deal with our bullshit for almost 10 years. And now we keep their fucking oil. Yeah, I feel for the children. I feel for the young men and women who went to Afghanistan to guard poppy fields and then came back after their tour of duty all broken, got hooked on heroin, and then died probably from an overdose of drugs they were guarding. I feel for them too. So yeah, I feel for the fucking children, but my friend, your government is corrupt, and it does horrible things. So if you want to plead for the innocence of the children, dude, Abraham had more luck at Sodom. I mean, you're going to need a fucking good argument at this point. Fucking children. Yeah, anyways, I just don't give a shit. I think Seattle, aka Nineveh, is asking for it. And I don't think anyone here gives a shit. I think most of them just assume, flip their houses and do their stupid fucking jobs and watch their fucking bullshit on their phone and pretend that this shit lasts. And then whatever, get into whatever drug, the drug their doctor gave them or the drug that they can buy on the street. Hey, weed user here and drinker, so I sure as shit ain't gonna fucking fault you for your fucking drugs. But at least I know about my drugs. At least they're obvious to me. All you fucking home flippers, you're not even fucking aware of the drug. I remember back in 2010, right around the time of the flash crash, you would see these articles every fucking day, especially on MarketWatch. But every fucking article would have the same fucking headline. Stocks rise. Stocks rise on hopes for more stimulus. And I thought, well, okay, this can only last a couple years. There's no way that this can last more than a couple years. And then 2014 rolls around, it's like, stocks rise. Stocks are rising today. The S&P is up today on hopes of more stimulus. And now, in 2020, I'm reading fucking articles, fucking quotes, fucking positions on this. Well, stocks are rising, Dan, today on Monday, February the 3rd, 2020, on the hopes for more stimulus, Dan. Well, that's great. But tell me how that's different than an addict. Tell me how that's not the same. That's a drug too, guys. Let's talk about our drugs and be honest about our fucking drugs. If you are writing a serious journalistic article on the state of financial markets and trading and the economy, and your most common fucking headline textual segment is stocks rise on hopes for more stimulus, then that should really tell you something about the state of your fucking economy and how fragile it is. There is no money at the casino. Did anyone ever tell you this? There's no money at the casino. There is no money at the casino. There never was. The net value of the casino is always less than zero. The only way the casino makes money is by having foolish money go through it. And as long as there's crazy foolish money, whether it's individual investors, which are more or less dead, or it's large institutional funds, which are controlled by computer programmers and programs and whatever AI they think they have. Or it's the government, the Fed, going in and buying the market. But the point is, I don't care who's buying it. The casino itself has no value. It doesn't even have negative value because that would imply a quantity. There is nothing there. The pension funds, there's nothing there, folks. You think there's something there because you got a check last month. Listen, Bernie Madoff was sending out checks long after his bullshit was sliding on him. He still fucking let people know, oh yeah, things are still working, here's a check. Here's a check, look at what your money is doing. You fucking rich ass person, you're so lucky you've got Bernie Madoff in charge of your money. Yeah, so anywho, there's no money at the casino. There is no money in your pension fund. There is no money in your retirement fund. I wouldn't even claim there are liabilities because I think you have to be fucking stupid to think you're going to get people to pay. There is no money. The jobs suck. There is no future. Most of the people I know, my age or younger, are treading fucking water. So please, for the sake of God, explain to me where the money is. Oh, it's in your phone, Dan. It's in your mobile device. Well, here's the deal. I have a flip phone that costs like $50. So if the economy's future is in my mobile device, I think that the future is doomed. Oh, Dan, it's in the exponential growth of knowledge. Oh, really? Because I would call that the exponential growth of bullshit. I've seen the white papers. I've read the knowledge. You sift through a lot of it and you find almost nothing. Then, when you come across a gem, for example, a potential gem, like Shakova's paper, everyone says Shakova's crazy. That's not knowledge because it doesn't say nice fucking things. Yeah, it turns out knowledge in America now is anything that makes you feel good about your bullshit reality. So if you feel good, it must be true, you know? If you feel good by believing you're something you're not and people tell you you're that thing that you're not, that feels good, so it must be true. It must be true because I feel good. I feel good, therefore it must be true. It feels good, so it must be true. It must be true. Everyone's going to pat each other on the back. Oh, Dan, have you ever heard of post-scarcity? Well, post-scarcity feels good. This idea that some point in the future, we won't have to pay for anything. That feels good. It makes zero sense. And in no way does it match my daily reality in the tech hub of Seattle. But hey, maybe there's a magical tech hub someplace else where you don't see feces on the roads everywhere, but people constantly tell you about the robot revolution. I'll tell you what, folks. You want to convince me of the robot revolution? Get the robots cleaning the shit off the streets. I saw a dude on the streets yesterday on Broadway with a fucking power washer blowing fecal poop, vomit, cum, blood off the street, aerosolizing it right in the middle of the day. Lots of people walking around on their way to QFC to get their food for the Super Bowl. Yeah, they're getting 20-pound bags of rice for the Super Bowl. Anywho, yeah, a fucker was using a fucking air washer, okay? The fungus and the bungus and the crapola and just aerosolizing it all across the street. And you're telling me about the magical fucking robot future? It's 2020. That guy could have been doing that shit when I was 0 years old, like 1970. Tell me again, please, about the magical fucking everything is free economy. And tell me how that's not a drug. It's a drug. It's a drug. It's a drug as strong as heroin, my friends. So yeah, I feel like right now it could be the calm before the storm, and I don't know what the storm is. But what I do know is that things like stocks rising on the hope for more stimulus and believing something is true because it makes you feel better, these are not good strategies. There is no money at the casino. All you Bernie Sanders people out there who think they're going to steal from the rich, guess what? The rich already stole all the money, you stupid fuck. There is no money. The rich already have their money someplace else. And the stuff that you think is worth something, guess what? It's probably worth shit. That's reality. You're going to try to have a socialist revolution and steal all the wealth. And what you don't realize is that revolution already happened. The Marxists already showed up. They already stole everything. Are you fucking stupid? I swear to God, you know, Lord in heaven, if you exist, you have before you a people on the planet Earth right now that are choosing ignorance over enlightenment. They're choosing slavery over freedom. They're choosing war over peace. They're choosing hate over love. They're choosing their own bullshit over the truth. Now, I don't give a shit if the tidal wave comes because we kind of need it, I think. We're going to get one anyways. And I don't even know what it looks like. Could be the virus, could be something else. But all you fuckers out there who've been pretending that somehow this magical bullshit goes on forever, I do believe you're about to get what's called a rude awakening. Thank you. I need to float my resume soon. Shout out, anybody in Seattle who needs a person to program a website or work on databases, if it's informatics related and you don't have a huge budget but you'd like something special, you can contact me. My email's on my SoundCloud homepage. Rates are negotiable. Frankly, I think you'll find a better rate with me than anyone else, but you know what though? Lots of people say that. That's what every hooker says. I'm also thinking about getting into the retail business. I don't know what I would sell though. I may end up becoming a dishwasher because I did that a long time ago when I was in college and it was very peaceful. So I may get a job as a dishwasher. But anywho, anyone out there interested in hiring a 50-year-old burned-out computer programmer who is still able to program, just doesn't want to do it for Microsoft or Amazon or Google or any of the motherfuckers? So if you're one of the motherfuckers, I guess, you know, you'll probably see me in the contracting role. But if you're somebody else, please contact me. I don't know. My Orca card no longer works. My Orca card. And I'm sure it's just because of what a friend told me. They probably only work... You know, when you work as a contractor at Microsoft, you can get one of these Orca cards, and it covers you for the bus and the train and everything. It stopped working. Now, you can come out, Dan, bitch, you shouldn't just use it anyways. Listen, if you knew how fucking crony Microsoft was, and I know this personally, if you know how fucking scummy they are as a company, you would have zero fucking compunction about using that fucking Orca card. They are a shitty, shitty, scummy company. Actually, the only reason why Microsoft seems less scummy is because pretty much almost every fucking company on the Death Star is a fucking scumbag. They're all shitbirds, basically. There is no fucking clean money. Oh, Dan, I have clean money. I work for a hospital. Oh my God. Okay, your money is probably some of the dirtiest, you fuck. But I try to help people, really. You know what? In the coming weeks, you're going to get a chance to prove that. You will. It won't involve cosmetic surgery. It won't involve sexual reassignment. In fact, I'll let you guys on a little secret. Once civilization starts sliding sideways, sexual reassignment stuff probably immediately comes to an end. Except for Uncle Bubba's dangerous surgery lab in a cave in East Kentucky. That might continue for $50 a chance, a 1 in 1,000 chance of living through that surgery. Anywho, other than Uncle Bubba's in Eastern Kentucky, chances are, once shit goes sideways, there won't be money for, you know, facelifts and Botox, or for changing a man into a woman or a woman to a man. I'm sorry nobody told you this. I'm sorry no one told you that if you want to do something as extraordinarily exotic as converting a man into a woman or a woman into a man, you actually need a high-tech civilization. You really can't do it with low-tech. And if someone told you you could, they lied to you. They're liars. Welcome to America. We are a nation of liars now. We lie to ourselves. We lie to our friends. We lie to the people we love every fucking day. Yeah, so my Orca card no longer works. That sucks. But it also means I'll walk more. Yes, I'll walk using my legs more. Despite my desire to just not give a shit, I'll be forced to. Yeah, I didn't really have a lot to say this morning, I guess. You know? Maybe I didn't even have anything good to say. I mean, we're at 30 minutes, and I'm inclined to say this fucking podcast is done. You know? Don't know what to tell you. I know that I want, in my heart, to be in a world where self-improvement would be meaningful. But I'm 50 years old, and I'm looking at a cadre, a civilization, a cabal, a tribe of insane people rushing madly towards the cliff. So it's really, really hard for me to wake up each day and say, you know what, I'm going to finish those chapters on the book. I'm going to give a shit about podcasting. I'm sorry. And if you're saying, well, Dan, that's just a lousy attitude, I agree. It's a really shitty attitude. It's not just lousy. It's shitty as fuck. And yet I'm not ashamed. You want me to give you a positive attitude about a society that doesn't give a shit that it blows up other societies? There's no fucking positive way to talk about that shit. There's no way to talk about a society that claims freedom as one of its highest values and yet has more people in prison than any other fucking country in the world. You tell me. You tell me how that fucking makes sense. You go to the airport, somebody shoves a guy named Rob shoves a rod up your butt. You want to tell me about your freedom? Your freedom to be treated like shit? Or maybe it's the freedom for people to be arbitrarily silenced because they express ideas that are uncomfortable. Kind of like Zero Hedge being banned from Twitter. Uncomfortable. Don't want to say things that make people feel uncomfortable. Shit. Better we talk about 7-year-old kids transitioning. Shit. In no way would that ever cause anyone to feel uncomfortable. I mean, except for the fact that it's horrifying, stupid, and the closest thing to child murder that you could ever fucking imagine. The closest thing to murdering a child, other than basically pedophilia and rape, is to allow a kid at the age of 7 or 8 to undergo surgery and chemical therapy to change from a girl to a guy or a guy to a girl. That is torture, that is abuse, and that's murder. That's what I honestly believe. And guess what? I'm an anarchist. So do I want a law? No. But am I ever going to consider someone like you who thinks that's okay a friend? No. Not a friend, not an ally, not a person I have anything in common with. Ever. What you're doing is reprehensible. What you're allowing to be done is reprehensible. You're a scumbag. But the good news is, like I said, the time to come, there's a lot of bullshit that is just not even feasible. Okay? When you're trying to struggle to find food and water, I'll let you in a little secret. You're not so concerned about whether you're a man or a woman who's a man, or a furry woman man. You're mostly trying to find fucking food to eat. You're asking yourself, would I eat that furry man? Would I eat that furry woman? Those are the furry questions you're asking when you're hungry. Yeah, when you're hungry. When you're hungry, I think a lot of things become clear. When you're thirsty, a lot of things become clear. When you're fat, dumb, and happy, yeah, you pretty much are oblivious. There are so many people who will have to undergo the extraordinarily painful transition from fat, dumb, and happy to fat, dumb, and scared. And you'd say, well, Dan, that's not that big a transition. You don't understand gravity. You don't understand the physics of things. There are people, and I mean this figuratively, who've gotten fat, numb, and happy off a crooked system. A crooked system that was designed to fail, not succeed. And when it fails, they will wring their hands and shake their fists at the sky and yell and scream and wail. And people will be saying, why was it us? Why did it happen to us? Well, I mean, come on, folks. Meditate. You think that we're all innocent? Or better yet, do you think you've compartmentalized the evil? You think there's a consequence box. How big is it? How many consequences do we get to stick in the box before it explodes? You don't know. My guess is I think we're already over quota. My guess is that box is bulging right now, bulging, about ready to split open. And when all those consequences come out, this virus, if it's real, won't even be the worst of our problems. It will simply be another fucking problem. Yep, anyway, my Orca card no longer works, but maybe that's a sign too. Maybe that's a good sign. If you listen to this podcast and you enjoy it, probably you should think about that. Maybe it could be a sign that you have the novel coronavirus, the Wu flu, the bad AIDS, Emperor trips. Maybe you have Emperor trips, or maybe you have, we'll call it the Peking bat. Maybe, I don't know. If you listen to this podcast and you find enlightenment or joy or something, I don't know, an indescribable desire to maybe pick up a rock and bash my head in, that's a reason too. Whatever your reason for enjoying this fucking podcast, if you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, if you've taken care of the people you love, your cats, your dogs, your rats, even your bats, if you've taken care of the chickens out back, you're gonna need that protein. If you've taken care of all the fish in your pond, you're gonna need that protein. If you've taken care of all you need to take care of, including extra protein on hand, and you still have money left over, you still have cash, and you want to help out a crazy fool in Little Saigon, a crazy old burnt out computer programmer, keep him off the streets, keep him from hooking, there's a link to Venmo and PayPal on my SoundCloud homepage, which you can get to conveniently using iamsully.com, and there'll be a link to Venmo and PayPal in the notes description of this individual podcast as well. And you can go to those links and give me money. You can give me money so I can buy hookers and cocaine. So I can be my own delusional self in delusional crazy America. But you do what you need to do, pal. You do what you need to do, friend, wherever you are. And if you're currently battling the virus, I wish you the best. Make sure you drink plenty of water. Get plenty of vitamin C. Make sure that you tell the people you love them. Just wait and see. If you're currently towards the end and you don't have a friend, consider me your demon ally, because probably we're all going to fry. If you're currently at the edge of tomorrow's oblivion, if you're currently staring the Grim Reaper in the face, perk up and smile, friend, buddy, sister, pal of mine. Smile at the end of all things, because what the fuck else are you going to do?